Inside Crime is brought to you by A Block Media, a full-service consulting firm specializing in media solutions for the law enforcement community. Law enforcement professionals know A Block is a partner they can trust. I'm Angeline Hartman. As a journalist, I've worked with cops and victims of crime all over the country. My craft is storytelling. My passion is crime fighting. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this breaking news episode of Inside Crime. Huge developments out of DeKalb County, Georgia today on a 23-year-old case of an unidentified child. Now, if you're an Inside Crime listener, you already know this case very well from listening to episodes 13 through 18. You know that so many people out there have been trying to find out who this child is, and you know how much this little boy means to me personally. I'm talking about the little boy in season 2 of Inside Crime called Child in the Woods. Today, the DeKalb County District Attorney's Office announced that they now have the identity of the little boy found in the woods near a cemetery on February 26, 1999. His name is William Hamilton. He was 6 years old. He was born in Charlotte, North Carolina. For 23 years, we knew that he was African American, possibly 5 to 7 years old, and he was wearing size 11 Timberland boots. Sorry. Today, investigators also announced that William's mother, Teresa Bailey Black, has been arrested. She faces 2 counts of felony murder, 2 counts of cruelty to children, 1 count of aggravated assault, and 1 count of concealing the death of another. William Hamilton. Wow. I want you guys to see his picture. Please go to my website, insidecrime.org, to see his beautiful face. Okay, there's so much to unpack. How did we get here after 23 years? Well, someone recognized his facial reconstruction image, reported it to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and that sent the investigation in a new direction. She also called Inside Crime.
Hello. I think I may have some information on the little boy that has no name. If you could you return my call at 704-281-5561? This is about the little boy found February 26, 1999. Please return my call. Thank you.
Her name is Ava. She explained to me that she was friends with his mother, Teresa, and Ava often took care of William. She told me she was very close to him. Ava says one day, Teresa suddenly left Charlotte with her son. She later returned alone, and Ava never saw William again. Ava says she knew something wasn't right, and she's been actively searching for him for 23 years. This is a woman who never gave up.
I have been looking and calling the hospitals all in every part of Georgia that I could get the phone number from, because when I first started, I started with telephone books. So it had been a trying time with reaching out to people, seeing that I wasn't related to him or his mom. I wasn't family. They wouldn't give me any information. And about 2 years ago, my oldest daughter I would spend days, hours every day. I would spend time online trying to see if, but I would be looking for missing children. I would just always put in missing children. Well, this apparent day, my oldest daughter put her arms around me. She said, "Mom, you put hours into this every day. You've been doing this since I can remember." She said, "Maybe you should just start looking for little boys that aren't alive anymore." And that led me to seeing pictures and the way that people make the photographs of putting a face together. And I came upon his picture. And that's the only picture I have ever saw that's him. That's him. But I was reaching out to you because I had read, I watched your podcast about it. I read practically everything that you had written over the years about this case being so close to your heart. I love that little boy. And I wanted to know if you knew or if somebody had contacted you to say that they had found out who he was, because I see that they named him Dennis.
Dennis is what investigators at the DeKalb County Medical Examiner's Office nicknamed the child years ago. They didn't want to use the term John Doe for this young boy, so they came up with Dennis. Since the day he was discovered in 1999, I've been working closely with investigators behind the scenes. Now, to hear Ava talk about William and the last time she saw him breaks my heart.
Well, that morning when she was taking him, when they were leaving, he run and he hugged me and I hugged him and she had to pull us apart. That's all we kept saying, holding on to each other tight. I said, "I'll never forget you." He said, "I'll never forget you." I knew he needed to most definitely know my name. I used to have him writing my name, so if anything would ever happen, he always know how to spell my name and he could call me. And when I kept up with the age brackets, when I knew when he was about 15, I said, "Oh my goodness." Every time my phone rung, I answered every call, every call, every call. Because I thought he's to the age now, he's able to make phone calls and do things without being watched, and he will reach out to me. But he never did. He never did.
It's hard to imagine Ava waiting and waiting for that call for more than 2 decades. We've had many conversations, and each time I'm blown away as I learn more about all of the things she's done to find William. She just kept pushing and hoping. And then finally, when she found that reconstruction photo, it would take many more months before DNA results officially confirmed what Ava already knew. What was your reaction that they told you it has been confirmed that the child you've been looking for all of these years, more than 2 decades, you finally have now made the connection? You found him.
It was sadness. It's unexplainable. It's a sadness and a sense of peace for him. Like I have been praying and hoping and wishing for years that he would be okay, that maybe she turn him over to CPS, maybe she put him up for adoption. Oh wow, he was something special. He was an awesome little fellow. So my hopes of him being alive and becoming who I seen and knew he could become, it was hard for me to let go. But once I heard that, like, it was sadness and peace for him. Like, sad that he didn't get to grow and become who he could have been, and at peace knowing that he got to see and know that I never gave up on looking for him.
What did police tell you? They basically said, we've confirmed that what?
I said, I have been doing this for over 20 years now. I said, so it's hard to stop. I said, I still, every day, I still go on the websites and I'm looking. He said, well, Miss Ava, you can stop looking.
Wow.
I said, okay. Mm. My heart dropped, but also fluttered with happiness, knowing now he can be at peace, that he was found, and now people know who he was.
Yes. Yes.
Because he was so full of life. He was such a, he was like a grown man and a old man in a little boy's body. He was such a joy. Oh my goodness.
Ava shared so many cute stories with me about William and her time with him. So many people out there have come to care about William over the years, and it's really nice to learn about what he was like. I just want to say his name now as much as possible. And now that we know, finally, his new identity, a new chapter begins as the DeKalb County District Attorney's Office prepares to take this case to trial. Lance Cross is the Director of Major Crimes at the DA's Office.
What I can say, and obviously, you know, I'm a prosecutor, so I'm bound by some ethical guidelines. I can't get into all the facts, but what I can tell you is basically what's in the indictment. I can tell you that we believe that William was taken to Georgia sometime around February of 1999. And we believe that he was not here very long before he was killed. We believe, you know, if you look at the indictment, you can see that there's a charge involving some substances, diphenhydramine and acetaminophen, and those substances are chemicals that are found in over-the-counter medication that, for the most part, isn't supposed to be given to children under the age of 12. Unfortunately, they're frequently given to children to keep them quiet or to make them sleep. We believe those played a role in his death. In addition, we believe there was some, he was neglected to the point of being very sick. If you look at the indictment, you can see we charged a count of cruelty to children. Based on that he was obviously suffering, whether it was from the ingestion of the medicine or just simply from not being cared for. He was clearly suffering, and no medical attention was ever given to this six-year-old child. And he died as a result. And so there are two felony murder counts as well. And then I can tell you that he was left, you know, if you look at the indictment, there's a charge for concealing the death of another. And that's when someone plays a role in the death of someone and then they try to hide the body. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what happened here. William was, as you know, was found in the woods all alone by himself. And the suspect, Teresa Bailey Black, she, you know, left him there and kind of continued on with her life up until now. You know, now I know she's been charged and she's in custody.
And what about that one count of aggravated assault? According to the indictment, William was struck in the head with an unknown object. The autopsy has never been revealed publicly. Director Cross tells me that the physical and medical evidence is consistent with William being struck in the head before his death. Man, that is a lot to process. We also talked about this massive 23-year investigation and what it took to get here.
You spoke a little to the hard work of our team, but I mean, I think a case like this, you know, it's like a bunch of links in the same chain. And so you've got the, you know, the first few links, which is, you know, the DeKalb County Police Department and the medical examiners, you know, you've got, and you got folks that were in that department that didn't really let it go, and in the medical examiner's office that, and they're all the same kind of people that have like that itch that, you know, they have to find out what happened. Then you transfer it to, you know, the to you and to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And everybody, I imagine, there has that same kind of need to figure out what happened. And you guys kind of, you know, carry the ball. And that's another strong link in the chain that, you know, can't be understated. And so by the time it got to us, to our link, you know, there was a lot of work done. And so I look at it more like we were able, it was, you know, fourth quarter and we were right by the goal line and we were able to kind of just take it across that goal line. All of these cold cases are such team efforts from way outside of just one department. I mean, it takes a lot of people spanning a lot of time to bring these things to a close.
For sure. Yes, for sure. What has been the reaction in so far? I mean, that this is actually, I mean, just the identity alone.
So I think what kind of sums it up for folks that have worked it, you know, we called the lead, Chris Harvey, who was the lead investigator, and we called a couple of the folks that were first responders. And a couple of, you know, first responders broke down into tears. And these are DeKalb County, you know, retired law enforcement officers. I mean, they are, you know, they have seen pretty much anything you can imagine. And they were still all these years later affected by that, by this. And so, you know, that's been the overwhelming reaction, is just kind of relief and surprise that we're able to kind of do this, but also just, I think it's just such a sad case, you know, and people become attached to William. And so I think, again, finding out what happened to him is so sad, but also hopeful, because everybody just wants justice for him.
I know I keep saying it over and over again, but it's surreal to be here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we definitely would not be here without, you know, folks like you and, you know, everybody that kind of kept interest alive in this case and kept pushing. I mean, that's what it takes to get these cases solved. Because, you know, as you know, I mean, law enforcement is so overwhelmed constantly with the current cases that it's really easy for cases to kind of get pushed to the bottom of a pile. And it takes folks that are interested in it and folks that, again, have that kind of need to, you know, find out what happened, to keep pushing them. So, I mean, there's no way we'd be here if all that hadn't happened up to this point.
What can you say about the person who called in with the information that changed the course of this investigation?
No, that person is a hero. That person is, you do this. I've been doing this for 23 years, and you kind of forget sometimes that people like that exist. You know, I see bad things every day. I see people at their worst every single day. And so once you figure out that somebody like the tipster in this case stayed with it for as long as that person did, and didn't give up and got nothing out of it in return. I mean, wasn't trying to get a reward, you know, was just trying to find William. That hits you a certain way. I mean, it renews you a little bit, honestly. So now that person's a hero, no doubt about it.
Ava is a hero. Wow. Before I close out this episode, I just want to say a huge thank you to all of our Inside Crime listeners. Thank you for caring so much about this beautiful child. His name was William Hamilton. So many of you are asking how you can get involved behind the scenes with me on cases like this. We've lots of different opportunities for our Patreon members at Inside Crime. So go to insidecrime.org to check that out. I would love to have you on my team. That's it for this special edition of Inside Crime. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Inside Crime.